south of England, you're in line with the Go-Go Boys.
It's the sound of music.
Thank you. Yeah, as ever, you know, we never really went anywhere in the first place. The windows are flown open. Yeah, man, and the old curtains pulled back and the sun's shining in. The spring has sprung in the garden of the Sound of Music. And it's good to be back. We've had a few weeks off and a couple of minor skirmishes with technical issues, which we ironed out thanks to a little help from our friends. And so it's all go, go, go. This is the first edition, episode, issue of our fifth year. Thanks to everybody who marked our fourth birthday passing with such aplomb. It was lovely. And as I always say, you know, it really is amazing that we're here at all. It really is. It's thanks to you and your tireless support of what we do. That's the reason to do it, really. It'd be shite if we were doing it with nobody listening, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? But, you know, big in music, that's what this is. That's what it says. It's the sound of music and what we're starting to play in the fifth year, man. We start as we intend to go on. Don't spare the horses, Ben. And that's what the people are saying. And we start at the beginning with Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun by Pink Floyd off A Saucer Full of Secrets from 1968. Their first post-Sid record. Dazzling start to our brave new world. And it really was a sort of the last vestige of a hangover from the Sid era of Floyd before they became slightly revisionist and sort of tried to brush him out of the picture for many years. You know what I mean? We're not going back on that one. And I'll tell you what I always think, right, and I've always thought this, is that it's a new order movement. Their first album sound, there's tune on it that sounds not unlike Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun or Section 25, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's not that far away. It's not. Anyway, to tell you what, we know how to have a good time here. And I hope that the mere sound of these dulcet tones will have you exploding in ecstasy. Exploding indeed. We followed the Floyd there, lad, with Jaguar Ma in dub part one. I got sent this off my mate Tono, I think, manages Jaguar Ma. The forthcoming album, their debut album, is absolutely sensational. I've been playing it and writing about it for Tony. One of the absolutely brilliant albums. And it's going to be one of the events of this season. It really is. Then the whole LP, right, has been dubbed up by Richard Norris at the time in Space Machine. And this is the only cut I have. And generally, right, I don't know when it's available or any information about it, but just keep your ear to the ground because this is going to be a biggie. This really, really, really is going to be a biggie. All the best, right, to Louie for a fantastic week, and all the best, right, to my old and good friend Nige Thomas, wherever you may be, son. Happy birthday from the Sound of Music.
Thank you. heart. And you went away. Yeah, you're no good. You wanna leave me crying over you. You leave me wondering. You're no good for me, baby. You're no good, baby, you're no good. You left me, baby, without any money. You're no good, baby, you're no good. You're no good for me, baby. You're no good for what you have done me. You left me, baby, without any money. You're no good, baby, you're no good. You're no good for me, baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're no good. Whoa, baby. Whoa, 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 yeah. You're no good. Whoa, baby.
dear is loving your ear.
Relax and enjoy.
Dear is loving your ear.
Hey, it's the Sound of Music, you know, episode 1 in year 5. Can you believe that? Wow. Yeah, I know. Countdown. We got there in the end, and this is we've been all over the place in the last few weeks. And as I say, it's no mean feat that we're actually here at all, and I'm really chuffed about that. Thanks to all the people who've helped put that together, you know what I mean? Always. Simon Loftus, man, up in Glasgow town. You are, really, you're the owner of the Sound of Music, man. You know what I mean? You really are. You own us. The music. Right, what we heard. Freaker by the Family Bazaar. The Echo Devils remix. Again, a promo of that's been sent over. The new single from Jez Kerr, who used to be the bass player in A Certain Ratio and probably still is from time to time. It's his new outfit, Family Bazaar. They had an album out, and great. Absolutely ace stuff. And I think the remix, if Keo, who sort of plays in the band too, and I think he manages them as well, doesn't he? Yeah, I'm sure he said that Tintin remixed this, but I forgot to ring him and ask him. Thanks, Key. Thanks very much. It's bloody ace, right? And I'll tell you what, mate. Here's one for all us teenagers. The youngins actually love it. Yeah, I got a better response off it from the youngins than I did from the oldins. Nice one, mate. That worked, didn't it? We followed. We preceded Freaker and the Family Bazaar with You're No Good, segued into You're No Dub. You're No Good by Dennis Brown, taken from a single on Jackpot from 1974. And the dub version of it is by King Tubby, and it's the bonus cut of, they've reissued Dubbing with the Observer by Nani the Observer of King Tubby's on Jamaican Recordings, and that's one of the bonus tracks on it, and it's absolutely, I love doing that. You know what I mean? Get the vocal, get the dub, it's great. You love it more than I do, really, you do. Sorry, I've got a bit of a tribbly nose, and it's it must be spring has sprung and the pollen's starting to get in. As if. And we started, right, wow, with Aus, The End by Giorgio Moroder, from an album called Einzelganger on Oasis from 1975. And it's pre-Donna Summer, you know, German electronic weirdness. And it's like Giorgio was occupying some of the space as the same space as some of the more well-known German experimentalists, you know what I mean? It's like, I said this to our kid last week, it's like an operator's manual for Cabaret Voltaire. Truly, truly epoch-making album. And according to Bob, it's getting reissued. Keep your ear to the ground on that one. All the best, right, to Grant Broadfield in France, man, because he listens to the Sound of Music all the time. Sorry, mate, it's these teeth. I'm wearing them in for the dog. The Sound of Music loves you all.
We're all wired into a survival trip now. No more of the speed that fueled the 60s. That was the fatal flaw in Tim Leary's trip. He crashed around America selling consciousness expansion, without ever giving a thought to the grim meat-hook realities that were lying in wait for all those people who took him seriously. All those pathetically eager acid freaks who thought they could buy peace and understanding for $3 a hit. But their loss and failure is ours too. What Leary took down with him was the central illusion of a whole lifestyle that he helped create. A generation of permanent cripples, failed seekers, who never understood the essential old mystic fallacy of the acid culture. The desperate assumption that somebody, or at least some force, is tending the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Without you, now you know. To the circles in your mind. This is the new radio.
We'll be right back.
guess what, kids? It's still episode one of The Sound of Music in our fifth year, man. Yeah, all the music that's fit, absolutely gratis. Freeman's, man, for you every week, week in, week out. And we're back on the weekly trail now after our little hiccup. Ow! All right, all right. What we're listening to? Rock de la Ganja by the Ganjas. From the album also called The Ganjas. More expressive head music from Chile. This time, right, as you probably noticed, on a slowed down Jeepster tip. Mesmerizing, man. Mesmerizing. Again, from Sam Mellor, man. Kaleidoscope Sam, as his wife, Vicky, decided, thought it would be ace to call him. And I agree with it. I agree with it. Before The Ganjas, Someone to Call My Lover by Janet Jackson, remixed by Giraffage from Oakland, California, man. And the mixes on Janet Jackson just keep coming. That's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. And when the bass filled the air and the chorus came in, I really wanted to hear Creep by TLC. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you know. But next week, man. And we started with Expecting to Fly by the Buffalo Springfield, off Buffalo Springfield again, and a big hit single in America. Their swan song, well, Neil Young's swan song, really, with them. He was never in All Out, was he? Our fourth birthday party has been named in its honour. Expecting to Fly, the fourth birthday, the Sound Music fourth birthday party, Saturday the 4th of May. At Cape Passer here in Liverpool. Old Money's going to try and keep the Sound of Music on air for another year or summit, you know. But it's me. It's the man Sloan and Kid Dub, up and coming contender, who's going to regale us with some of that. So we've got young people on this time, which I like that, you know. I like that indeed. Thanks to everyone who came down to the Shipping Forecast last Saturday for the live broadcast. And thanks to everyone tuned in. Sorry about the audio hiccup. We'll iron that out for next time. And there really will be a next one. Thanks to John Whitworth for being so supportive and keeping us in the loop as to what was happening. Thanks, John. Come over and see us. It would be really, 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 really ace because we love you. Thanks.
Change of mind. Why mountain picking? Song I dream, the sun is what I find. trees and never stop to cry. God love, I am as you are loved, and never stop to doubt. And I see the beauty of the world that goes to me, not out.
Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket.
Save it for your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it on its pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a run.
Save it for a rainy, save it for a rainy, rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
your falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
It is episode one, right, of The Sound of Music in our fifth year, man. As we move on to another year, you know, things are starting to open. The Sound of Music looks like it may be expanding. We've got a brilliant idea, you know. Really have, but I'll sort of come back to that once I've formalised it. What we're hearing, right, what I heard there, Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como on RCA Records from 1957. Me, our buddy, and Wes Story, who are engineering this very show as we speak. We went to over to Manchester to where Richard Hector Jones was doing his Never Been Caught at Newton Cranny last week or the week before, and it was just great. It was great, and we went in Wes's 1979 Datsun Sunny, and on the way back we listened to an AM Gold station, and Catch a Falling Star came on through an AM radio, through a speaker about the size of a tuppenny piece, and it was just sounded so mesmerising. Oh, it just sounded brilliant, and me and Wes were like sort of foaming, and it's brilliant, but our buddy was sitting in the back and couldn't hear it, and I loved that. I love that. Next month, right, I'm doing Never Been Caught with Richard Hector Jones, because he's a really nice fella. Me and Richard conspiring to do other things, but we'll come to that a bit nearer the time, because if I tell you now, you'll just forget, because I would. Do you know what I mean? I really, really, really would. Before Perry, right. Oh, man, I can take you to the sun by the Misunderstood on Fontana Records from 1966. One of the crown jewels of British psychedelia, made by ostensibly Americans on vacation. It was recorded in 1966 and released in 66, as was Children of the Sun, which wasn't released until 1969. Ah, mate, if you can still get that album right, Before the Dream Faded on Cherry Red, Misunderstood, it is absolutely mind-blowing and Richard Hector Jones, I recommend that highly to you, man. If you don't have it, go out and buy it today, tomorrow, next week, any day, you know? And we started, like I do, with Girl, You Need a Change of Mind by Eddie Kendricks on Motown from 1973. Me Like, a superb pre-disco disco mix from Norman Whitfield, I reckon. Man, it's Eddie Kendricks, for heaven's sake, you know? Listen, there's a double CD on Motown, and it's like Fiverr. It's like two CDs, it's called Motown Funk, and it contains some of the most wonderful up-tempo, dirty beats from the 1960s and 70s on Motown. It's absolutely and utterly sublime. Thanks to Steve Price. Nice one, Stephen. Happy birthday, man. The Sound of Music loves you in a really, really, really big way. Honest.
Forget what it was.
someone here. Music for you and me.
back to our camp. Feeling very fine, the air was clear and slightly damp. Celebrate the robbing of the train. We were talking kind of low and lazy, having to go out soon again. Hadn't been back home 2 hours, heard a heart cry out in the night. That's a signal from young Billy, he's out in train. Something here ain't exactly right. Beat to love. down on the floor and play real good possum. Oh, I'm crazy, but I hate you. Real dumb. I'm the only man left here to tell it to you. You know that Indian girl? She wasn't an Indian. She was a lawyer.
Children, don't rush it once, man. Don't rush it once, because we'll all get out. The Sound of Music's making its excuses and leaving for another week, you know. And what we had to see you out just today, it's just special for today. Take the Skinheads bowling. Hooray! By Kemper Van Beethoven, a single on Rough Trade from 1985. And also on the album, Telephone Free Landslide Victory. Almost 30 years old, you know. And is it the greatest record ever made? Every time I hear it, it makes me smile and makes the hair stand up on the back of me. And I mean, quite literally, every time I hear it. And I must have heard it thousands of times. It's awesome. Right. Absolutely awesome. But what I will say, the Campers comeback album is rubbish. Oh, man, it sounds like Lamb Chop rehearsing. Avoid it like the plague. After that, You Know You Jack by Tim Fairplay on Russ's Golf Club from the other album, Andrew Weatherwell versus the Boardroom, remixed by the good Andrew Weatherwell himself. You know, it's like the electronic dawn of time, man. Heavy, heavy, dark dance music. We love it. We love it. Andrew, do that thing again, man. Do it again. Oh, nice one, mate. Nice one, mate. And we finished, right. Oh, Cowboy Movie by Dave and the Dorks. Which is taken from a bootleg of David Crosby and most of the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh and Mickey Hart, recorded live in LA in 1970, right, and it contains huge tracks of have I Could Only Remember My Name and bits of Working Man's Dead, and it's wonderful, but it's a bootleg. Go and find it. It's all over the internet, man. It's absolutely sensational. It really is. And that's it. That's it for this week. Thanks to everyone who's had the patience to stick with us. Thanks to everyone for being so lovely and being down. Next week's The Sound of Music's birthday party, of course, in Cape Arthur. Me, Sloan, and Kid Dub in full effect. Thanks to Wes and Buddy for putting this show together this week. We'll be back next week with the same old tripe, but in a different order. And to that end, I love you all, and I'll see you soon. Goodbye. 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 And you know what? Goodbye.
This is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Bassett. Turned it off, Bassett.